Yo, 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 we active.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
All right.
Chill.
Now week. How you feeling now? How you feeling?
I feel good after I came out that damn shower.
I know you do, stinky booty.
Yo, chill.
And scrub a scrub done.
A rub it up done.
Nah, quarantine really gotta be over, but we back again with another episode, y'all. This is Harlem Flow. Y'all know it's your girl, Famous Day.
It's your girl, Crystal. No, I'm sorry. It's your girl, Kat.
Yo, imagine you really come with another name, though. People gonna be like, who the hell is Crystal? Now, you gonna have our audience all confused. Come on, you can be doing that.
You right, my bad.
No, for real, because I really was like, Crystal,
yo,
you know you off them drugs. No. Let me stop. So, yo, I'm going to do something different today. I have, like, a quote, right? And I want you to, I want you to actually, like, think about what that means or how that could pertain to a lot of people. So, I'm going to read it, okay?
All right.
So this quote, I didn't think about it yet, but I actually was like, it sounds good. So your limitation is your imagination.
Your limitation is your imagination?
Yeah. What do you think that could mean? Cause I actually didn't think about it myself. Like, I just read it. Like, I actually, you know, when you're doing research and you're like, you come across something like, yo, this is all right. And I think it goes with our topic today.
I think it means if you limit yourself. I feel like there's no limit.
Right.
I think that's what it means. There's no limit.
Right.
If you settle for less, you won't be able to like achieve anything. So.
Or even be successful in life. And I feel like you have to be, nowadays, you have to have some type of motivation within yourself to actually succeed in life. And that brings us to our topic today, which is self-motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is self-motivation?
Self-motivation is basically you not, how can I say? Hold on, because I want to make sure this is right. Hold on.
You want the people to know it's right. Hold on.
It's like you could find a reason to, like, you know, to complete a task. So basically, you got to find the strength. You got to challenge yourself every day and encourage yourself. So,
like, basically, it's basically just completing a task. Without any supervision or anybody telling you what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe it's how can I say this? Because I really had the word on the top of my tongue. Pause. How can I say this? It's like I'm tight because I really had it on top of my head. It's not, I wouldn't say, of course, it's motivation.
Right.
It's like a purpose. That's what I'm going for. Purpose. Like,
what's your purpose in life?
Yeah, like I feel like self-motivation is what you want to put out to the world. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, of course, self-motivation has self. It's explanatory. It has self. Then it has motivation. It comes within you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have some type of thrive for, like, basketball, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know you want to be the best you could be, you will build that motivation within yourself to actually succeed being a WNBA player or a woman lead overseas or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that's a big aspect in our world now and in our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Only because a lot of people don't have the self-motivation that they may need, which also goes back to a person not having, like, say if a person don't have the backbone of, like, family or friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like self-motivation is so important because then you wouldn't need none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's already built in within you. So now you already know what you got to do. You just got to push it through.
Right. And I feel like also, like, when you wake up to start your day, you got to think to yourself, like, what is my purpose or why I'm on this earth? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, everybody have a story to tell, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to wake up in the morning and actually, you know, motivate yourself to keep going. Like, for example, everybody don't like Mondays. Okay?
Right, of course. Hello. Everybody don't like Mondays. They don't like Mondays, but that's why we give them Harlem Flow, okay?
Exactly. Everybody don't like Mondays, but it's, you know, to start your week off, what can you do better than last week? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's all about planning as well. So when you wake up, just figure out, like, listen, I need
It's like writing your book.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you want your book to actually be written or told? You get what I'm trying to say? Because you actually can't control on how your story is being told. You know what I'm saying? Because it could go into one person's mouth to the next, and then somebody's switching the story. You get what I'm saying? But it's all about how you want your story to be told. I mean, how you want your story to be written. You know what I'm saying? You have that opportunity, that leverage to actually write your own damn story.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Where do you think it comes from? Self-motivation. Where do you think self-motivation comes from?
Self-motivation comes from... So I could give a perfect example. If you, let's say things are not going right.
Right.
And you need that. So basically it's like this. If things are not going right and you need some motivation, you probably look back through, you know, you start reminiscing about life or whatever. And you find that motivation to, like, just get up and actually get it done. And you continue, like, you keep repeating it. You're going to be good. I feel like if you waking up every day, if you are able to see another day,
right,
that should be your motivation right there.
Right.
Because a lot of people, you know, don't wake up to see another day. So
right. especially like today, currently, we're dropping the flies because it is virus and everything going on. So
right. And at this time, you know, this, you know, we in the house, I feel like you should be thinking of a master plan, you know, to, for whatever you want to do.
Right. I think I definitely understand. I want to pity pack on that because I agree with you. Right. I feel like it could also come from just achieving their goal. Like, say if you have a goal out now, right? And you like, listen, I'm giving myself maybe like 6 months of achieve this goal. And say like those six months is up and you achieve your goal, then boom, you know what that feeling is? Like that's like you winning the chip.
Exactly. That's a pat on the back.
Yeah, go you me. Get what I'm saying? Like and that's a beautiful feeling. So if you haven't achieved anything or felt like you haven't achieved anything, just go back into time just for a minute and be like, listen, what have I done with my life? Or if I did anything with my life, what made me have that self-motivation to keep going? You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like if you have a self-motivation, say like you have that inside of you and you built that and you achieve a lot of goals, a numerous amount of goals. And you're like, I love that feeling. You're going to actually keep going, keep pushing to make that, to find your purpose or continue to strive. You get what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling.
Exactly. And especially when you don't doubt yourself.
Right. Right. Speaking of doubting, do you think self-motivation is aligned with self-esteem? Yeah. Do you think they have, like, if it's differences in those two, what are they? And if there are similarities, what are they?
If you don't have confidence in yourself,
right,
you're doubting yourself. So that means that, you know, you don't have the motivation to, you know, reach your potential.
Right.
What was the other question? I feel like I'm missing something.
You were saying the differences between self-esteem and self-motivation, and then I also asked the similarities between those two.
The similarities is
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can there be some similarities? I'm not gonna even act like what are they, but can they be some similarities?
It depends.
That's true. I was thinking that too, because before you answered, I'm like, I know this girl ain't gonna say yeah, some similarities. I was just thinking, I think it depends, only because self-esteem depends on whether you have like high or low self-esteem. You get right. what I'm saying? And if you have high self-esteem, then I feel like you okay. Like it could align with self-motivation. Like, listen, my self-esteem is so high that shit, I don't care. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to push myself, whether I get a no or not. I'm going to push myself to actually be the best I can be. Now, if your self-esteem is low and you don't have no confidence in yourself, then I feel like maybe, I wouldn't say you have less chance of succeeding, but you'll have a rough start, a rough path of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're fighting within yourself. Like, why you don't have that much confidence? Is it because I gotta know? Is it because, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, shit. I think somebody about to die. It's like 8 helicopters in the sky.
Oh, nah. Wait, because I'm over here like, what happened?
No, because, yo, all I hear is do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So I'm like, yo, what's going on? Nah, I think it's a war about to happen.
I mean, this is Harlem Flow, y'all. I can't make this up. I can't make it up. I can't make it up.
I'm sorry for going off topic. I'm like, yo, what is that sound?
Nah, you good, because, you know, we just doing it, too.
Yo, Bob.
Nah, I'm weak, but that's crazy. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
We need to pull
up. Me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Look, you was motivated to get up out of there.
Yo, I was ready to put my jeans on and get up out of here.
Yo, nah, your quarantine is the funniest. You really got it. Like, you really got it. For real, for real.
Nah, that shit is crazy. But we're going back to this drum right here.
You know what I'm saying? Do you think, I think knowing how to control your anger can also have some type of some strength within yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, elaborate on that. What you mean?
Like, having self-motivation, right?
Right.
Self-motivation, we already established self-motivation is, you know, initiative to undertake or continue a task or activity without anybody's own supervision or telling you what to do, right? It's just you. So I feel like knowing your anger and, you know, because you becoming successful, right? It will draw a lot of haters. You will become frustrated. You will have some anger in you because you just be like, yo, I want to knock everybody out. But I feel like that comes with self-control. Mm. Self-control and self-motivation is two different things, but I feel like self-control also has something to do with self-motivation. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like also like with the self-motivation, like when you thinking negative, I feel like you should take that negativity right then and there and like just take it out of you. So crush it right there on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Because, right. Like it should fuel you to actually do better.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I mean, why do you think a lot of people shut down?
They feel like, you know, it's not going nowhere, or I feel like, yeah, basically they feel like it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you shouldn't think like that, because you never know who's watching, you never know who's listening, so you should always just stay positive and keep going.
Right.
Yeah. So and that pertains to anything that could go for like this podcast, If you playing sports or anything that you're doing, you should always keep yourself motivated, only because you never know who's watching, you never know who's listening, you never know when the opportunity could come up. So just always stay solid, stay positive. Never think, don't think negative, because when you start thinking negative, things start falling apart, and then now you gotta find a way to bring them pieces back together, and that's going to take a longer process. So
right, and it's definitely probably going to set you back. I think that's one of the, I think that's one of the main reasons why self motivation is so important as well, because it's something that you're doing something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For instance, you know, we use this podcast as an example all the time, because I think it's a better example for everybody.
Right.
The podcast has definitely been in talks for a long time, so now we definitely jumped on it. You get what I'm saying? So I think it's like doing something you love, it what makes self motivation so important. And then, like, you know, just building something, like, it's something you want to leave when you die. Like, say if it's a project or something, and you I feel so passionate about this. Like, me and you was just talking about this. Mm-hmm. That's the funny part. We was just talking about this. Like, you starting something, you're not caring about the numbers. You're not caring about what people got to say. You're not caring about none of that, because you're doing something that really makes you happy.
Exactly.
So what makes you happy? Recording. Now I'm going, that's self-motivation right there. Like, nah, everything that I'm talking about, shit, I'm gonna record.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna put it out. That's the motivation that everybody should have, was the mindset somebody should have.
And it's all about taking small steps. Don't jump into the, you know, the big puddle, and now you like, all right, what the hell is going on? Always take your time. And don't rush the process. You got to trust the process. You know what I'm saying? So
of course. And everybody story isn't yours, and everybody path isn't yours.
Exactly.
You get what I'm trying to say? So maybe I could be 5 steps ahead and you probably be a step behind or something like that.
Right.
It's okay, because you're going to get to that level I was at.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I think nowadays it's competition with a lot of people, and it don't have to be.
Why you say that?
Like, because you know, when you grinding and you actually on your own path, people see that, like, oh, nah, she doing what she gotta do. Be in your own lane, be in your own path,
and it's okay to be different.
Exactly, it's okay to be different. But a lot of people don't know that.
And I'm gonna piggyback on that too. It's like, I feel like when you're in competition, you already lost. So I don't feel like if you are in competition with somebody, just stop, because you already lost. The other person may see that you're in competition with them, and they just gonna like just fall back from you. So it's just like, just be yourself, stay in your own lane, and keep your own pace. Like, it's a marathon, not a race. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
you gotta just, like I said before, you just gotta, you know, stay positive and stay solid. Everything's gonna fall into place. You just gotta be patient.
Right. Of course. So what you think of, what have you been doing, since we're speaking about self-motivation, what have you been doing to keep yourself motivated while in this quarantine?
Lately I've been, you know, reading some books. I actually gotta start reading this other book soon. I've been praying a lot. Just don't judge me on this, okay? I don't want nobody to judge me on this.
Why would they judge you? Why would I judge you?
Because people, by, you know, people be judging and stuff like that. But you know, lately, like I talk to myself just to, you know, see, like,
if you're going crazy or not.
Nah, not even like, I just, you know, just talk to myself like, yo, listen, get yourself together. Yo, you know, be a better person. Lately I've been writing my goals down. So it's like, it's like, you see a lot of, with this whole, you know, staying in the house and, you know, being away from friends and stuff like that, and family, if you know. But this is like an eye-opener for me. So it's like,
right,
what can you do to change and to be a better person. And I feel like, you know, you just gotta stay positive. That's why I pray a lot. I don't care.
Nah, as you should. I feel blessed. Ain't nobody else supposed to sit there and actually pray for you if you ain't trying to pray for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely, and I feel like that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like even though we're talking about self-motivation, but those are the things that, those are like the first steps. You get what I'm trying to say?
Exactly.
Like, those are the first steps to actually get you put into play to be like, listen, I'm going to make this, I'm going to achieve my goal. Now, what if, now you have the motivation. Praying could be one of your motivations. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, writing down your goal could be one of your motivations. Like, yo, I love writing down my goal, because once I get one of them accomplished, I'm writing down the next one. You get what I'm saying? And that could it just make you feel good. I feel like self-motivation is just a whole purpose of that you're writing and you trying to achieve and just leave your mark on this earth. You know what I'm saying? And exactly. What makes you feel good. So if shit, writing down your feelings, or you're talking to yourself, or writing down your goals or something make you feel good, then you do that. You get what I'm saying? I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody, talking to our audience, you know what I'm saying? Whatever makes you feel good, that's your self-motivation. That's what's going to make you go and achieve a lot, you know what I'm saying? Your limitations is your imagination.
Exactly.
Ain't no limits, you know what I'm saying? Keep going. So, but you ain't crazy, though. As long as you don't answer yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Of course not. It's just that you when you plan, like, when you writing down your goals, you start talking to yourself like,
no, of course, you know, I got a joke with
you.
I know,
but you know, I'm just explaining for the people that, you know, that don't understand,
right?
Like,
course.
When you writing when you writing your, you know, your goals down or a plan down, you start talking to yourself like, what can I do, you know, to be a better person? What can I do to, you know, start a business? You know what I'm saying? You just writing it down and talking to yourself at the same time, so you know that you're on the same page as yourself, if that makes sense.
Right. I think that definitely makes sense. You know, you could rewind this part if you don't understand. Yo, why am I like this?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, you need a check.
You know I got that stimulus check. Now let me stop.
You know what?
Let me stop. And for everybody that was out there banking on it, I mean, listen, make that your self-motivation and boss up, period. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel you on that, sis. I'm not gonna lie. That was a word. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just gotta listen in and actually do for themselves. And I think that's the main goal. Out of self-motivation is doing for yourself,
mm-hmm.
Providing for yourself, having the purpose because you want that purpose. You know what I'm saying? Not doing for somebody else, because once you do for somebody else, then you already done in the game. Mm-hmm. You're not doing what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Your life could be ruined, and before you know it, it'll probably be too late. So you definitely want to jump on it, focus on yourself, have some self-motivation. And, you know, keep it pushing.
What are you doing to keep yourself, you know, motivated?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm eating. I'm eating. Now, let's stop. That's really, I'm not even playing. I'm dead eating. But, I'm be honest with you, to keep myself motivated and to really feel good, I'm online shopping.
Yeah.
I'm doing some research. Thinking of other topics to actually, you know, perfect our craft in Harlem's Flow. I'm trying to participate in a little workout, but you know, that's another motivation I gotta get my mind to be on. So mm-hmm. We're just gonna leave it at that. But I definitely been feeling good. I've been praying too, but I've been really feeling good about like this research, you know, just creating different topics for Harlem Flow. Coming on here with you, you know, chatting, it's been good.
Right.
It's been good, for real, for real. So, my motivation, and that's my motivation. That's what I've been doing to keep myself busy. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, you always with your man, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know, that's right.
Don't forget that.
Nah, I'm definitely, And yeah, definitely not gonna forget that, because the talks we've been having is good. Like, I've been feeling great.
Shit,
like,
I'm about to join. Know, I'm about to call y'all on FaceTime because I want to join too. I'm gonna join the talks.
Sure, everybody, more than welcome. Because I, you know, like just talking, like you know how you say you've been talking to yourself, and I'm not trying to be funny, but like, if I was by myself, I'll probably be doing the same thing too, or just, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, sometimes you need, instead of writing certain things down, sometimes you need like an interaction with somebody.
Right.
So, you know, us, me and my man been talking, and it's just been feeling great, like, especially about business and everything else. So it's been good.
It's been good. It's been great. Well, I've been listening to my music. Right. Girl, that music be talking to me. No offense, but I don't be listening to the gospel. You know what I'm saying? But
nah, I ain't gonna hold
like,
you.
Like, I don't listen to it like, you know, I gotta go to church or something, or you know, to listen to it. But it's not in my phone.
It's not even that though. It's
but
just,
you know, I be listening to like other people. Not, I won't say other people, but like other people's stories, just to see like, like, damn, you really went through that. That's crazy. Like,
and it's I mean, to be honest with you, I don't listen to gospel. I listen to maybe like one song, but I feel like God always see you. You know what I'm saying? God always know, like, especially if you actually like praying every day and stuff like that. I wouldn't say I'm not a big fan, but I actually grew up and I wasn't really, like, we didn't really go to church. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, we believe in God and the Lord and stuff like that, but we didn't really go to church. So I feel like there's other aspects out there to actually build your relationship with God and actually, like, you know, just feel connected to him. Like me, sometimes I listen to Take Me to the King by Tamara. I forgot.
Take me to the King.
Yeah, that's my song. And I feel, I ain't gonna hold you, I listen to that maybe one or two times and I feel good. Now I'm ready to get my day started. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, one, that's also another example as self-motivation. You know what I'm saying? That gives me motivation to be like, girl, get up and keep it moving.
Nah, that's real life though.
Yeah, it's real talk. Like, it's just, it happens. It just feel like, you know, you need to find a purpose. And I didn't think of that until I actually started talking to you, right? Like today when we started recording, I didn't even think about that. Like, it actually could be, self-motivation could actually correlate with you just finding your purpose. And, you know, succeeding whenever something gets challenging. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just whenever things get challenging, just always remember your purpose. Like, listen, why are you doing this? Like, why did I start this podcast?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why did I create this friendship? Or why did I? It's just a lot of things. I just feel like when you're thinking about why, think about Harlem's Flow episode 13, self-motivation.
Exactly. And it's so crazy, like, a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but certain people, like, fail is because, you know, they don't have a clear goal.
Right.
So it's like, I feel like if God is, if you're able to see another day, right, you should always have a goal that you're trying to achieve every day.
Right.
So if you just waking up to do nothing with your life, that means that you really don't want nothing in life. You don't want to be successful. You're not trying to, you know, succeed. And it's like, you shouldn't feel like that only because, well, I shouldn't say you shouldn't feel like that because I don't know anybody's situation. But I feel like whatever situation that you're in, whether, you know, like, for example, people was, you know, unemployment, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you shouldn't let that stop you from whatever you're doing. I feel like you should always keep yourself, like we always say, keep yourself motivated.
Right.
And just have a goal to,
no,
how,
yeah,
to how to get back on your feet or whatever the case may be, so.
That's a fact. I definitely think, to be honest with you, to kind of, you know, wrap it up, I just think that people have to, like I said, people have to find a purpose, right? People have to find a reason. And I think it's simple ways to actually motivate yourself, like different techniques. And I just feel like you will have to find that right technique for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you stated your technique was writing down your goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, praying. It was just talking to yourself. Cool. Now, my motivation or my purpose, my reason was something else. You know what I'm saying? And that works for me. You get what I'm saying? Whatever works for you, I think you should just do it.
Do it fast.
Right. Yo, wait, hold on. That was a dream back then.
I don't know.
Right. I think making a deal with yourself and actually, like, once you make that deal with yourself, you make that commitment, I think just sticking with it and actually, like, going for it is the best technique anybody could actually go. And just act like it. Like, if I'm listing my goal and I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be a boss, I'm gonna act like a boss. Right. You get what I'm saying? I'm not gonna move like no some lame that I'm be like, I'm doing this, and then I'm not acting like my actions is not adding up.
Exactly.
So I think I think just being yourself, making a goal, acting like it, putting it into perspective is self-motivation.
And I feel like also it's the effort that you put in as well. If you're not putting no effort in, then what are you really doing?
Right. Because
nobody can't do it for you. Nobody can't do it for you.
Exactly. Nobody is never going to do it for you. Nobody's ever, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's always going to come to you when you're at the top. They're never going to be with you at the bottom, but that's fine because you already made that deal with yourself. You already made that goal and you established what was going to happen. You get what I'm trying to say? So, yeah, I just, self-motivation, y'all.
I feel like, let me wrap this up with this, right? You should always keep this in mind. The bottom is always, the bottom is too crowded. So you should, you know, work your way to the top because a lot of people don't, it's not a lot of people at the top.
I know that's right, Cass. Give them that word one more time. Okay.
The bottom is too crowded. Top is not. So, where you want to be at?
Do you want to write your story? Like, or you want somebody else to write it for you? Like, what it is? Your limitations is only your imagination. I love that quote, and I think I'm going to start using that quote. What about you?
I'm going to start using this. This is from Swizz Beatz, and I heard it from actually Jadakiss. He was like that. The sky is not the limit. It's just the view. So
I like that too. And with that being said, that's Harlem Flow.
And it's self-motivation.
Sing it, Cass.
Chill.
Thank y'all for tuning in, showing love. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend to tell a friend. You guys can follow us on IG @HarlemsFlow.